The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race kicks off this Saturday as mushers and their dogs cross 1,000 miles of the Alaska wilderness. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, this year the event is mired in scandals that are putting its future in jeopardy.
Every March, the streets of downtown Anchorage fill with hundreds of sled dogs and mushing fans outfitted in their finest furs. Then, competitors set out on the grueling journey over snowy mountains, icy rivers, and frozen tundra toward the town of Nome on the Bering Sea coast. But this year's race is up against extra challenges, as multiple controversies have crashed down all at once, even driving one of its stars to post a 17-minute-long YouTube video lashing out at race leadership.
The Iditarod can try to run me over, they can try to throw me under the bus, but I'm going to be honest to myself, and they're going to find out I don't fit under the bus.
Dallas Seavey is a mushing wunderkind, having won the race 4 times before age 30. But since last fall, he's been embroiled in the sport's first high-profile doping scandal after it came out that some of his dogs tested positive for a banned painkiller at the end of last year's race. Seavey vigorously denies that he drugged his team and was backed up by other notable mushers. He's faulted the Iditarod's board of directors for mishandling the investigation, hurting his reputation in the process.
There is part of this race that is a cancer right now. There is a corruption in this race.
Seavey snubbed this year's Iditarod and is competing in a Norwegian race that runs at the same time. He's also pushed back on the damning doping narrative by hiring a public relations firm, casting doubt on scientific results from the Iditarod Trail Committee, and aggressively defended his record in the press.
I believe this was given to my dogs maliciously, as that's one of the options. I think that's the most likely option.
The theory that a saboteur drugged Seavey's dogs is accepted by many in Alaska's mushing community. Some believe it could have been an accident or mistake. Some think it might have been a competitor. And others point to animal rights activists who have done more in recent years to take down the Iditarod's public image. Leading that charge is PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The group says it did not have any personnel in Alaska last year and condemns dogs being given banned substances. But Colleen O'Brien, a vice president for communications, says PETA is leaning harder than ever on corporate sponsors to drop their support for the event.
One of the biggest lies that the Iditarod community has tried to sell the public is that these dogs aren't like the dogs we share our homes with, and it's not true.
PETA wants for the Iditarod to become a race without dogs, saying mushing is fundamentally abusive. The group claims that sponsor flight is taking a toll on the Iditarod's financial health, and for the first time ever, they're sending protesters to Alaska for this year's race, with demonstrations planned in Anchorage, Willow, and the finish in Nome. On top of all of that, earlier in February, a prominent group of race veterans within the Iditarod Official Finishers Club called for the president of the board of directors to resign immediately, alleging his mismanagement and conflicts of interest are jeopardizing the whole sport. The demand came on the heels of a confidential report by the Foraker Group that was commissioned by the race's main sponsors and leaked to the press. It pointed to many of the same problems, saying the board needs major reforms for companies to keep financing it. Andy Baker is the board president and brother to Iditarod champion John Baker. Following a closed-door meeting, his fellow board members voted unanimously to leave him at the helm for the time being. Afterwards, Baker spoke to reporters.
Everybody wants the race to do better, and the board, our whole focus is we want to have a safe race. We want dogs to be safe, we want mushers to be safe, and we want a successful race that's good for Alaska.
Baker says the board is planning to revise its governing rules in the spring, once this year's race is over. That opens the door for reforming leadership practices that have been criticized by the Finishers Club and Foraker Report. Many are pining for the old days, when the Iditarod was more like a weeks-long wilderness adventure than a race. Stan Hooley, Iditarod's CEO, sympathizes.
There's a big part of me that that feels that way too. Unfortunately, I'm in the business and in the role of working to grow this race.
Some people say that means it's not as fun, that the race doesn't resemble the statewide celebration it used to. But others say the global audience and increase in corporate money that it's drawn could be what carries the Iditarod and dog mushing on into the future. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And if you want more news on all things mushing, you can subscribe to the Iditapod, a podcast about the Iditarod from Alaska Public Media and KNOM Radio. You can find it on our website, subscribe to iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts.